Up next, Hope Gospel Missions Executive Director Sandy Polzin updates us on her organization's exciting expansion. Plus, we'll hear from the incredible woman who'll serve as keynote speaker for the Mission's Harvest of Hope annual banquet September 25th at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. That's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Sandy, there's so much going on with Hope Gospel since we spoke with you even a year ago. Bring us up to speed on what's going on with your new men's shelter.
Yes, it's actually being built as we speak. We are more than three quarters of the way there as far as the physical outer shell of the building. We hope to be in there by late winter, early spring, Lord willing. The donors are coming through for that. We cannot wait for a healthy new building for our precious men that we serve who are currently located in the downtown building.
And you're going to go from being able to house 26 to up to 45.
Yes. That's yes, great. We are. So we're going to be blessed that way to serve those that come through the doors.
And if people wonder, the need is there, right? There had been, last I heard, 22 of the 26 were filled at the Mission.
Yeah, we're actually almost filled every day now.
Almost filled every day.
So that's our men's facility and our women's facility. We have purchased a Care Partners residential facility across the street from our bargain center on the west side of Eau Claire. And we hope through donations, we can actually be up and running for women with children in that facility by spring or summer next year.
So you'll continue the Ruth House where it is for single women, but
correct,
then women with children is going to be where?
Women with children will be across the street in our new building.
Okay. So fantastic. Just so many different aspects to it. You've got the building hope and the God bless you for the training that you have. That's just so necessary.
Thank you.
To help people, right? To move to a different place.
Yes, we want to be able to have a full holistic program. Our number one thing, of course, is the gospel, to make sure that they know that the Lord loves them right where they're at. He's not wanting to leave them there. And so through that beautiful holistic program, we have many steps that come with education and character development. We have them learn finances. We have them learn how to work alongside of our current employees so they can job shadow and they can learn what does it look like to have healthy work relationships. We actually help them resume build, and then we help them get a job and transition them out into the world. Hmm. But we really first want to get to the core issues. They're with our AODA counselors and our chaplain, and they need to get to the root cause so that they can become the people that God intended them to be in the first place.
Sandy Polzin, as I understand it, this past June, there you were in Milwaukee at a week-long gathering of rescue mission leaders from around the country. Tell us how you remember being impacted in hearing Tonier Kane Muldrow speak.
Well, when Tonier spoke to our group of a packed audience in Milwaukee, you could have actually heard a pin drop. It mesmerized and overwhelmed all of us sitting in the audience, and I'm sure she probably hears that time and time again with the depths of her story like none other that I've ever heard. And so men and women actually had tears rolling down our faces. We couldn't get enough of that story to be able to wrap our arms around the level of trauma that Tonya had come through and what God is doing with her life now, and such a story of redemption. We just knew that because it fits what we do here in the Valley so well with the residents we serve, we could not try to pursue an opportunity like that here in the Valley. Hmm. It's beyond amazing. To God be the glory.
Tonier Kane Muldrow, thanks for joining us. When you hear an introduction or a reaction to what you had to say in Milwaukee to those folks from missions all over the country, what's your reaction?
You know, I'm still in awe of God to this day. God delivered me 14 years ago, you know, and I still to this day, it blows my mind how his story, because I no longer claim it as my story, because when it becomes a testimony, it belongs to God. His story has impacted and changing lives, not only in the U.S., but around the country. Hmm. I mean, around the world.
I love that. I love that. It's his story, not your story. That's great. You know, what strikes me as I look at your book, Healing Neen, and Neen was your nickname, right, for many years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Healing Neen, subtitled One Woman's Path to Salvation from Trauma and Addiction. We hear so much about addiction, the opiate addiction and things, but we don't hear nearly as much about trauma. Talk to me about trauma and addiction.
Absolutely. So as a trauma survivor, I never really understood why I felt like I could not stay sober. I just didn't feel like that. I hated breathing. I hated feeling. And And I didn't realize till 14 years ago I was able to get in a program that finally asked me what happened to me instead of what was wrong with me. And they told me, you know, that I was a good candidate for the trauma program. You know, with trauma like you, I thought trauma was getting hit by a car or coming back from war. I never knew that trauma was, they say, me being sexually abused as a child was traumatic. They told me that me being married to an older man when I was a teenager that beat me and left me, the domestic violence, even watching my mother as a child being beat by my father and other men, and all the times I was beat and raped. And they were telling me that these things weren't supposed to happen to me. And I was like, really? Because where I come from, that's not trauma. That's the norm. It happens to everybody. And so they started to help me to deal with some of the things that I hated to remember, and when I remembered them, I had to use to try to numb myself. And only then was I able to understand, you know, the healing process and what was happening, what had happened to me, should not have happened to me, and it really motivated me to make bad decisions in my life. So,
Wow. Where I come from, that's not trauma. That happens to everybody. Sandy Polzin, yeah. Powerful words that ring on from Tonya's words.
I'm actually just shaking my head, and I have tears in my eyes because unless we go to the what happened to them, to her, yeah. to him, to us, unless we go there, unless we get to the root cause, not what's wrong with that person, but what happened. What happened to that sweet baby? What happened?
Yes.
Then and only then can we begin to heal. And that's what we try to teach our residents at Hope Gospel Mission. That's why your story is so deeply needed to be told, because even when you go teach around the world to other counselors and chaplains and people that deal with these hurting individuals, it needs to be known that that's where we need to start.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Tonya, when you're in Eau Claire on September 25th at the beautiful Florian Gardens, where the Harvest of Hope will be for Hope Gospel Mission, will people hear the same talk that Sandy heard and the other missions directors in Milwaukee, or is it a different message?
No, absolutely. They will hear the message that God gives, and I am. It's my story, which is a message of hope. You know, God has spoke, you know, when God spoke to my spirit, and he said, for years I was going to all these traditional drug programs that failed. And I never understood why nobody could really help me. And then, you know, recently, you know, seeking God and meditating and trying to listen to the Spirit, God told me that he is a God of deliverance. He's not a God of recovery. Recovery suggests that we are still sick, that we still recovering from some illness. But the Word of God tells us that we become new creatures in Christ Jesus, and those that he set free is free indeed. And so we have been We are so worn down by what the world tells us. The world tells us that we need to confess every day that we're addicts. Every day we have to go to some kind of rooms or some kind of say, my name is such and such. We're speaking it into our lives every day. And God said, no, I deliver. From the moment that I got off that concrete floor in my prison cell 14 years ago crying out to God, I have never had another desire to use drugs. And that is my message. That is my message. We are failing people by letting Satan is so cunning that the enemy is so cunning that he has us believing that we're doing the best we can by saying recovery. But no, come on. Now that doesn't even line up with the Word of God. It doesn't.
Amen.
And so that is my message to the world. God deliver us. We don't have to turn. We don't turn back and look back and become pillars of salt, right? So we move. He said to you know, so we can experience the fruits of the Spirit. That's what God says. That's what not Tony or King, but that's what the Word of God says, and I believe it, and I live it every day.
Tonya Kane Muldrow, her book is Healing Neen: One Woman's Path to Salvation from Trauma and Addiction. Mark Halverson with Sandy Polzin, Executive Director of Hope Gospel Mission. Their Harvest of Hope is coming up September 25th. We hope you'll get signed up. It's $30 per person for a wonderful meal, and you're going to hear just a terrific, memorable message from Tonya in full, her story of hope. Go to hopegospelmission.org and get signed up right now, hopegospelmission.org. That's all one word, hopegospelmission.org. Sandy, we know this is a key fundraiser, if not your biggest fundraiser of the year, one of the biggest. And it's an event where $30 gets you the meal and a presentation for the evening. But you've said you really want the residents as much or more than any time in the past to hear Tonier's message as well. What primarily is it from her message you want them to grasp onto?
Of course, that message of hope. Mm-hmm. That message of hope that the Lord is with them, He is for them, He is working on them, and He wants to work through them so they too can intentionally touch other people's lives for the kingdom. But first, so that little boy or that little girl can hear that we want to walk alongside of them and help them become the people that God intended them to be in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, we would like people to know in the Valley that we need sponsors to bring her in and to pay for the meal. So we'd love to have them go online as well. And if their hearts are so willing and they could prayerfully consider being a sponsor, that would be great because the mission needs dollars to continue our programming as well.
Mm. Tonier, we want to save the bulk of your message for September 25th here in Eau Claire, but can you fill us in a little bit more in terms of your journey from this painful, dark, hurting past to where you are today?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, I grew up in a single-parent home where my mother was an alcoholic and very abusive and, of course, not nurturing and loving and just going off into foster care, from foster care, going back to my mother, attempted suicide, and then being married off to an older man and then who left me and took my oldest son as a form of punishment. And I spent 19 years in the streets as a homeless drug addict, being told and treated like there was no hope for me, racking up 83 arrests and 66 convictions, and just certainly was disregarded. And until that moment, I laid on that concrete floor in my prison cell, and I cried out to God to help me. Pregnant in prison with my last child, because I had already lost four to the system by being raped and prostituting on the streets. I were conceiving children, and they were being rightfully so being taken away from me. Till the moment I cried out to God. And today I have a beautiful 14-year-old that God allowed me to raise that moment I laid on that concrete floor. And I'm so grateful to God that He allowed me to live out His story to give hope to His people. And that's really it. You know, God is serious about His people. You know, He's serious about salvation. And I'm so glad to be a little light in this very, very dark world.
88 arrests, 66 convictions, and here you are today. Married in 2016. Congratulations on that. And to your husband, how should we view the people that are the prostitutes and the drug dealers and those who have been so devastated by their past and are out there users? It seems like we're in the midst of, but it seems we need to continue through putting on new eyes in terms of the way we see people like where you once were.
Absolutely. Absolutely. God said that He would raise up people like me, the fool, the wise. That was the word of God. And because we have gotten to the point where people are the stigma, the people that think that nobody could ever get better. That's why God changed my life. That's why He transformed my life. The show. And if we really, really, really get serious about the word of God, who did He really use? Who did He really help in the Bible? Who did He come for? He came for all of us. He came for the sick. He came for the weak. And so that's how we have to see people. We're supposed to be good representations of Jesus Christ. That means we're supposed to walk in His likeness. If that's the case, nobody is beyond being healed, being able to be saved. He died for us all. We have to see people through the love of Christ Jesus, not the world's love, but the love of Christ Jesus, a love that we can't even explain, but it is there. If you did it for us, He'll do it for them. And that's my message. That's what it is.
Tonier, I cannot wait to welcome you here to our state, to our Chippewa Valley. You are going to be well received. We look forward to what God is going to do with His story by using your story here in front of our residents, our donors, our volunteers, our team members, and the entire audience that comes. So God bless you. We're praying for you, and we know that God will have His way in the matter, and we just can't wait to have you come. The Lord bless you.
And I look forward to it, and God bless you. Thank you for inviting me.
So don't miss Tonier Kane Muldrow and her incredible message of hope, healing, and inspiration September 25th at 6:30 at the Florian Gardens on Eau Claire's South Side. It's all a part of the Harvest of Hope, benefiting Hope Gospel Mission. You can get signed up at hopegospelmission.org. That's hopegospelmission.org. Early bird pricing runs through September 14th, $30 per person. For Chippewa Valley This Week, I'm Mark Halverson on WWIB and WOGO Radio. Thanks for listening.